Nay, but thou art indeed my little son, whom I bear in the forest, she cried. And she fell on her knees and held out her arms to him. The robbers stole thee from me and left thee to die, she murmured. But I recognized thee when I saw thee, and the signs also have I recognized, the cloak of gold tissue and the amber chain. Therefore, I pray thee, come with me, for over the whole world have I wandered in search of thee. Come with me, my son, for I have need of thy love. But the Star Child stirred not from his place, but shut the doors of his heart against her. Nor was there any sound heard, save the sound of the woman weeping for pain. And at last he spoke to her, and his voice was hard and bitter. If in very truth thou art my mother, he said, it had been better hadst thou stayed away, and not come here to bring me to shame, seeing that I thought I was the child of some star, and not a beggar's child, as thou tellest me that I am. Therefore get thee hence, and let me see thee no more. Alas, my son, she cried, wilt thou not kiss me before I go? For I have suffered much to find thee. Nay, said the Star Child, but thou art too foul to look at, and rather would I kiss the adder or the toad than thee. So the woman rose up and went away into the forest, weeping bitterly. And when the Star Child saw that she had gone, he was glad and ran back to his playmates that he might play with them. But when they beheld him coming, they mocked him and said, Why, thou art as foul as the toad and as loathsome as the adder. Get thee hence, for we will not suffer thee to play with us. And they drave him out of the garden. And the Star Child frowned and said to himself, What is this that they say to me? I will go to the well of water and look into it, and it shall tell me of my beauty.